Al Jazeera America began broadcasting in the U.S. August 20th. Assemblyman Kieran Lawler, a Fishkill Republican, says constituents began calling and emailing him, saying they were offended that Al Jazeera programming was part of a basic prepaid package. He says he then stumbled across the channel while searching for a Yankees game at a family barbecue.
What we're saying is, I don't want to pay for it. Right now, when I pay my cable bill, some percentage of that is going to Al Jazeera America. And that is what we have a problem with.
Lawler, a Marine Corps veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom, says he has written to executives at Verizon, which is his provider, Comcast, DirecTV, and Dish Network, asking them to drop Al Jazeera America from their basic cable packages. He says he purposely chose the anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks as the deadline for cable companies to remove Al Jazeera from the package.
A lot of this is a relation to September 11th because we have felt it here. We lived through it here in New York. I served overseas in Iraq and Kuwait after that happened. And that's one of the reasons I'm particularly sensitive about having this kind of a station in here. And we're saying sometime before September 11th of this year, about 3 weeks away, we want you to take this and make it a la carte.
Ibrahim Hooper is a spokesman for the Council on American Islamic Relations.
As a citizen, he's free to do stupid things and free to do things that are not based on facts or reality. And, you know, he's free to call for boycotts or removal or anything he wants to do. But, you know, it's one of these manufactured controversies from the right that has no relationship to reality in any shape or form. If you watch Al Jazeera America, you would be hard-pressed to distinguish it from any other cable news program.
Lawler says if Al Jazeera America is not removed from basic cable packages by September 11th, he will lead a boycott of the providers.
The parent company of Al Jazeera is essentially the nation of Qatar, or Qatar, or however you want to say. I think Qatar is a pretty good pronunciation. That is a nation that is anti-Semitic. It's misogynistic. Women are second-class citizens there. A member of the royal family owns the station. So they have that history. It comes through in the programming of Al Jazeera, the original Al Jazeera. And Al Jazeera America, the programming has only been around for a week. We're not sure how it's going to go, but my movement here and what we're organizing is to say we should not be forced to purchase this when we buy a basic cable package.
In an emailed statement, a Comcast spokeswoman says, quote, Al Jazeera purchased Current TV earlier this year and recently began broadcasting Al Jazeera America. Comcast is abiding by its affiliate agreement with Current TV and carrying Al Jazeera America, end quote. Verizon, meanwhile, has responded to Lawler's August 26th letter to the Verizon chairman with a letter of its own, saying that Verizon offers more than 575 channels on Fios TV, including more than 100 news and information channels that viewers can choose to watch or not watch. The letter adds that the Assemblyman's correspondence has been forwarded to the Fios TV content and planning teams. Calls to Al Jazeera America, Dish Network, and DirecTV were not returned in time for this broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.